The Village of Neutok says a state agency has blocked its application for federal disaster funding, directing millions of dollars to other Alaska communities. Neutok had planned to use the money to buy out more than a dozen homes at risk of destruction in the rapidly eroding village. Now that funding will likely go to communities in the Mat-Su Valley. As Rachel Waldholtz from Alaska's Energy Desk reports, village leaders say state and federal agencies have made it almost impossible to access funding.
To get a sense of what Neutok is facing, tribal administrator Andrew John points out a photo from a storm earlier this month.
What you're looking at here is an airplane photo of the actual storm as it's playing out.
In just that storm, he says, the village lost more than 20 feet of land. The local river is now within 40 feet of the nearest structures. So what is the state doing about it?
Basically, that the Division of Homeland Security has a no-action option with regards to the destruction of Neutok.
That's Neutok's lawyer, Mike Wallery. He says despite years of working with the village, the state has no plan to relocate people if their homes are destroyed this year or next. Neutok has been trying to move for more than a decade, as a combination of thawing permafrost and coastal erosion has brought the water closer and closer. The village has a new site picked out upriver. The big problem is money. In 2015, the state approved a plan to use about $3 million of state and federal disaster funding to relocate a dozen of the most threatened houses. But then the village lost its barge dock to erosion. Moving the homes became impossible. So Neutok asked to use the money to buy out the existing homes and build new houses at the new site. This summer, the state agency in charge of administering the grant, the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, said Neutok's application was incomplete. The division refused to submit the plan to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. So the money Neutok was counting on, it will likely go to Butte and Sutton in the Mat-Su Borough instead. Wallery says the village was dumbfounded.
We believe that that was dishonest. We believe that that was basically bureaucratic subversion of the plan. And we think that essentially the Homeland Security is attempting to abandon the village.
Mike O'Hare runs the Division of Homeland Security, which is in charge of the funding.
It's bureaucratic. I get it. I'm a bureaucrat, but I have to, you know, we have rules that we have to follow from the federal government.
O'Hare says he understands the village's frustration, but he says Neutok's application was missing key elements, and the division ran out of time to fix the problems.
We're all frustrated. We all want them to succeed. But we have bureaucratic requirements that we have to fulfill. Otherwise, we're being irresponsible with the people's money.
O'Hare says the state faced an August deadline before it would have to return the money to FEMA. So it opted to redirect the funding to communities with complete applications. But the engineering firm Dowell, which prepared Neutok's application, says it was complete. And the state dragged its feet, which ran out the clock. Dowell's Addison Spafford worked on the application for Neutok.
I don't know how to say this, but it's not right. And given the tribe's involvement and investment to try and get these funds to save the people of living in Neutok, it's just pretty unacceptable.
O'Hare says the village can apply for other funding, but that will take time. And Neutok had hoped to use this money to build in 2018. The village says the bigger picture is that state and federal emergency management agencies are making it almost impossible to access funding. This is the third time in the last 2 years that Neutok thought funding was on its way, only to be disappointed. Neutok relocation coordinator Romy Cadiente says agencies keep moving the goalposts.
If this is a doable thing, tell us what we need to do. If it's not, tell us.
The village worries that one or more homes will be lost this winter. Village Council President Paul Charles and Vice President George Carl both live in houses near the edge of the river. Carl says Neutok needs help now.
If you come to Neutok, you'll see, you know, the truth of the village, and that they're in a critical condition for some of the houses already. They're ready to fall in the river, you know.
After Alaska's Energy Desk called the state with questions this week, the governor's office intervened. The Nutak Village Council was called to a meeting Thursday morning with the governor's chief of staff, Scott Kendall, and Major General Lori Hummel, who oversees the Division of Homeland Security. Wallery says both committed to making Nutak's relocation a priority and proposed using Alaska National Guard units to refurbish and construct housing, while promising to pursue other funding. He says Director O'Hare apologized to the village on behalf of his division. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.